I think what's really important to understand is that Kenya's leaders broke their promises to hold national trials in Kenya. That failure to keep those promises obliged the ICC to step in as a court of last resort. And as William Ruto, deputy president of Kenya's trial begins, the focus needs to be on the horrific crimes committed 5 years ago, not on the politics here, but on the crimes and the victims.
Can Vice President William Ruto, because of this parliamentary vote, can he then refuse to go to the ICC on Tuesday, September 10?
No, he cannot refuse to go to the ICC on Tuesday, September 10th. The motion adopted today, unfortunate as it is, and as much as I think it will come in years going forward to haunt Kenya, it has no legal effect on Deputy President Ruto's obligation to attend the start of his trial.
As you know, the African Union has come out against the ICC and its treatment of African leaders. Does this make it easier for other African countries to also want to vote to come out of the ICC?
It's a sad and unfortunate step by Kenya's parliament that I fear will not enhance Kenya's standing internationally or in Africa. African states were active participating members of the group that created the ICC. And five governments had asked the ICC to come to their countries and begin work there.